Good morning. Yeah, it seems like it's working. It's Saturday morning, 8:15 on October the 10th, 2014. A foggy morning. I almost let the day slip away. I almost didn't come out. I almost let myself get distracted. Well, in part because I overslept. It was almost 7 before I got out of bed. And 7:15 is my walk time, because that's what time I get home from dropping the kid from school. And except for Mondays, where it's a problem. So I'm going to talk to my therapist about moving my 8 o'clock appointment on Monday to 9 o'clock. So that I can get the walking habit ingrained. 7:15, maybe 8:15 on the weekends, I don't know, something. But clearly I do need to walk. So yeah, it was foggy. It was this morning's photo was a very different photograph, because there's nothing there. There's this fog that has obscured the horizon and everything except the closest of the trees. It's kind of cool. So yeah, and that's sort of how I felt, being in the fog. So, yesterday's progress. I got the galleys ordered. The approval came in from Amazon overnight, and I was able to order my galley proofs for double share. And even though that was my goal for the day, I started in immediately working on captain share. The sooner I get these things done, the sooner I can move on to something that's more fun. The sooner I can see if this exoskeleton for my brain is going to bear the kinds of fruits that I think it could. So yeah, yesterday was a very productive day. I have my own Pomodoro. For those of you who aren't familiar with this term, Pomodoro. Pomodoro is a tomato. It's Italian for tomato. And there's a technique called a Pomodoro technique, where you set a timer, and it's called the Pomodoro technique because a lot of times people use a little tomato-shaped Pomodoro kitchen timer, because they're cheap and readily available and they're cute. So they use a Pomodoro. And the deal is, you start the Pomodoro and you focus until the Pomodoro rings, then you can take a break. And how long a break and what you do during the break and all the rest of that, that's kind of up to you. But for at least 20 minutes or 30 minutes or 10 minutes or however long you set the Pomodoro for, that's the deal. You work until it dings. So the Pomodoro technique. And for me, having that sort of tick-tock works pretty well. It's the same idea behind group sprints, where top of the hour we're going to start writing. We're going to write like fury for 20 minutes and then report our word counts. And maybe refill the tea or take a cup of coffee or a little bio break or whatever. And at the bottom of the hour, we're going to have another sprint. So it's sort of like a social Pomodoro. So I've developed my own Pomodoro, and it works. It worked yesterday really well. It worked yesterday ridiculously well. I have a bunch of low-level avatars in EVE Online, and almost all of them can mine. And mining in EVE Online consists of getting in your mining ship, usually unarmed or nearly defenseless. You carry drones to protect you from the NPC, the non-player character, belt rats, who can make a mess out of your ship. So you go out into a belt, into an asteroid belt, and you start to mine. And so you cruise up to a rock, and you lock up the rock, and you put your mining lasers on, and grind the rock down. Now, this can take anywhere from, well, in the strip miner, the standard cycle time is 3 minutes, 180 seconds from the time you fire it until the time it completes a cycle. And it brings in some amount of asteroid ore, which goes into an ore bay, and then it repeats. And depending on your skills, and depending on the ore, and depending on the size of the rock, it could take 15, 20 minutes to burn through a rock, and 30 minutes or so to fill up your ore bay. If you have a lot of small rocks, then you have to keep retargeting and reshooting. It takes a lot of attention. But if you mine large rocks, and there are always large rocks, because nobody wants to mine the lower priced ores, so large rocks of lower priced ores are always available if you want to just grind a rock. So I put a miner in a belt, in a retriever, which is a mining barge, and turned her loose. And then went to work on editing Captain Scher's reported typos. And there were quite a few of them, and a lot of them I had already done, but I had to go through every one of them as if I hadn't done them, because I wasn't sure if I'd done this one. Is this a new one? Is this something different? Am I not remembering it correctly? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, it took about 4 or 5 hours to get through all of them. And in the meantime, my little miner, sitting in the belt, mining and mining and mining and mining, made about, I don't know, 4 trips. Each trip was worth quite a lot on the scheme of things. And so that character's bank account went up by like 20 million ISK. So I have my own little Pomodoro. And it works really well. It works really well because it capitalizes on a variable reward schedule. In that, I'm not really sure at any point in time how long it's going to be that I've got to focus on my task. But I focus on my task until the rock melts. And there's a message that comes on the headphones. It says, the asteroid has been depleted. And so I put on my headphones, and I can hear this sort of white noise in the background of the miner grinding away the rock. Every once in a while I hear some weapons fire as a belt rat comes in. But I don't look for the belt rat. I only listen for, the asteroid has been depleted. And then I swatch screens and go over and retarget the laser and start again. And when the lasers kick off because the hold is full, I hear that. So I take the ship in, unload the hold, take the ship back out, get settled again in the belt, deploy my drones, and have at it again. And then go back to editing. So my little break, my little Pomodoro reward, my little alarm, is I get to play for a couple of minutes. I go in and I unload the ship and take it to port and unload the ship, and then take the ship out again and you know, pick up some of the loose stuff that's fallen out of the belt rats, and I go at it again. And it works really well, because The beauty of a variable reward schedule, for those of you who are into operant conditioning, the value of the operant, value of the variable reward schedule is that you never know how long you've got. So, you know, I can take a guess based on the size of the rocks that I'm targeting. Okay, this is 80,000 units monk post. That's 8,000 cubic meters. And I can pull in 2,000 cubic meters in about 2.5, call it 3 minutes. So 10 times 3 is 30. It's probably going to be a half an hour. That's not right. It's 80,000 meters cubed is 8,000. Now 80,000 units of ISK is 8,000 meters cubed. I bring in 2,000 cubic meters per cycle of 3 minutes, so 4 times. That's better, yeah. Four times 3 minutes is 12 minutes. It's more like 13. So anyway, I type and work and focus until it's time to go change the ship. Then I go change the ship and I come back and do it again. And yesterday it worked spectacularly well. I did it the other day, it worked as well. So yeah, this is pretty cool. This is me finding a structure that lets me keep enjoying what I'm doing. One of the problems that I've been having, that I've been fighting with in this idea of this exoskeleton for my brain, is that if it's not fun, I don't want to do it. And the ADD makes fun dependent on some characteristics, and that's I have to be challenged in order to stay focused. If I'm not challenged, then I'm not focused. If I'm not focused, then I'm flailing. And flailing isn't necessarily fun, but as I'm discovering, flailing isn't really an option. I can either give my brain something to chew on, or I can flail. And so the challenge for me is to find ways that I can give my brain something to chew on that doesn't degrade that chewing into chore. So having a game running in the background, and yeah, sooner or later somebody's going to come along and pop my retriever. I've already paid for the damn thing twice. Just this week. So yeah, okay, fine. I have to replace it. I've got a blueprint, I can build a new one. It's cheap to build. I should shield it. I should put some armor on it. Some shielding on it to cut down. But, I mean, the probabilities are really quite small. The odds of it happening are really not that great. Eventually, I suppose it will. I haven't lost a ship that way. I haven't lost a retriever that way. I lost a venture. The character that I started a newbie with John Ward so that he'd have a wingman to fly with. So he could learn how to play the game, and I sent him a 21-day invite. And for some reason, playing the newbie was really fun because, and I think in light of what I know about my brain right now, I think it's because everything was short. Everything was short. Okay, here's a 2 minute, here's a 3 minute, here's a 4 minute, here's a 5 minute, here's an 8 minute task, here's a 2 minute task, here's a okay, I gotta do the next thing, There's always a next thing, and it's only a couple minutes away, so I fly out, do something, fly back, do something in the port, fly out, do something, come back. I hadn't yet got to the point where, okay, I'm gonna toss Cruiser 5 into the training queue. And 24 days before I can use that skill. And I can't train anything else until it's done. Or if I do, then I interrupt that skill and punch something else into it. So the long tail trainings are difficult for me. I've done a lot of them. I've done a huge number of them. I look at doing the comparison on my various avatars. It's quite a lot of skill points. And yet this one newbie guy that I started was really where I really had fun playing, because he couldn't do big stuff. He couldn't do long stuff. It wasn't a question of doing like a level 4 security mission where it was going to take me 45 minutes to grind through 55 battleships. And also don't have to do things like bring in support ships to help. So I'm not flying two or three accounts at the same time, having to pretty much shut off everything else on my computer in order to make it work. So it was fun. It was a trip. I enjoyed it a great deal. And now I've been experimenting with different kinds of tasks. And now this guy is one of my more wealthy, well, no, not really, but of the second tier characters. He's one of the few that's closing in on a half a billion ISK already. And he's only 2 months old. He was 2 months yesterday. The trick is to use the equipment that you can use and then get the most out of it. I started working on level 4 mining missions instead of security missions, and they take forever. They take like an hour. But I'm looking at my Pomodoro thinking, okay, yeah, probability of this guy getting popped in one of these mission spaces is almost non-existent. They have to track him down. And most of the people who are doing the minor ganking aren't looking for difficult targets they have to scan down. They're looking for people who are just sitting fat, dumb, and happy in a belt. So yeah, I'm building a structure. I'm trying not to do is build it all at once and then get disappointed when it doesn't all work. I've tossed in, the calendar actually hasn't started kicking in yet. The calendar starts next week. I started loading it starting for next week. And this week I'm just sort of trying things out and seeing how they look and seeing how they work and seeing what parts of the day need to be remindered. I need to throw in a half hour of daily meditation, I think. The walk is a kind of meditation, but yeah, I need to think about that one. And here I am, back at the back gate, at least virtually. The back gate is actually over there. I'm at the garage door and about to head into the house, get some breakfast. But it's that point in the day where I say, tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.